northeast Oklahoma and southeast Kansas. Of course, just after 9:45 every Friday morning on K1 means it's time for Bruin Buzz. Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director Spence Ragden joining us on the telephone line this morning. And Coach Ragden, pretty busy week around your parts, I would guess.
Yeah, lots of exciting things going on. We opened up our fall season and got teams participating and competing on the field when the scoreboard is turned on. So it's been a good week.
Everything got off to a good start as well. I know had a couple road events last night for softball and volleyball, but always a good sign when you have three varsity events on, I believe it was Tuesday, to start things off. Two games for softball against Enid. Volleyball was at home against Muskogee and was a clean sweep, 3-0, so can't do much better than that.
That's right. It's a good way to start the year, to go undefeated. Softball, you know, got two big district wins. Volleyball had an exciting five-game match to beat Muskogee. Had another five-game match last night. Really fun team to watch. I know softball had a loss last night, but very competitive. Looks like we're going to have a good season for both sports. Cross-country is going to kick off on Saturday for somewhat like a scrimmage, I guess you could call it. They go to the Riverside Run that some of their athletes will run in and participate. So it's full swing, full board ahead right now.
Yep, and even football will even have an event next week. By the time we have the next Bruin Buzz, there'll be a scrimmage in the books. Bartlesville, of course, will travel down to Broken Arrow. Bruins will actually be taking on Coweta in those scrimmages coming up on Thursday night, 6 o'clock start time from BA. We can talk more about football in a moment to kind of wrap things up. I know a lot of people excited about that. Obviously, they had the Bruin Brawl midnight practice just about a week ago. But let's touch on a couple of those softball and volleyball teams. Mentioned that both those clubs did lose last night on their road contest. It was softball on the road at Claremore, and then it was Skiatook, the volleyball team was at, ended up losing in five sets again, and it was a one-run loss for the Lady Bruin softball team at Claremore in just a single game against the Zebras last night. But both those teams pretty young, had a chance to talk with Coach Hampton and Coach Williams within the past week or so. Not a ton of varsity returning action for either of those teams, but may bode very well for the future. And of course, you were a varsity head coach for years and years, and sometimes you have to throw some of those younger kids in there, and maybe it won't go according to script that first year or first month or so, but if you can put those young people in and have some success early on, not only does that bode well for this season, but years to come too for the volleyball and softball programs.
That's right. And you know, I've always tried to tell our kids, and I believe it holds firm in most sports, is, you know, when you have young kids starting for the first time at a varsity level, it's going to be a brand new experience for them, and things move a lot faster than maybe what they're accustomed to. But you know, by the end of the year, mid-season, towards the end of the year, those kids start learning how those games will be played and how they can adapt and overcome some of their inexperience. And that's what I would expect. I'm guessing our coaches are thinking the same thing as the year goes on. We should continue to build and get better and more comfortable with the younger kids and continue to bring that excitement game, whatever sport it is.
And then cross country is kind of in a similar boat as well, and obviously you're familiar with that with your daughter having been on the team and anchored so many of those good Lady Bruin cross country teams. And obviously they have some returning talent. We've talked about how much they reload instead of rebuild, and Coach Ayers and Coach Bennett are still back at the helm, and there'll be some familiar names but a lot of new ones too, and hopefully some of those youngsters will come in and kind of pick up where some of those seniors left off.
That's right, and they've been working hard, and that's the one thing that, you know, I've noticed in the last month is our student athletes are working hard to prepare for these events, and they've done the work leading up to the season, going into the season. You know, the hard work, they'll see the benefits of that, and we got coaches in place to give them ready because of the work they put in before, and that's always something that they can rely on, is their hard work will pay off. And I know our runners have been up, run a lot, and they put in miles, and we put in the practice times and all the sports, and it'll pay off for them.
Bruin Buzz here on K1. We're talking with Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director Spence Rigdon. It is 9:52, 78 degrees. Coach, you've been on this job for 6-7 weeks, something like that. I know the last time we talked about it, I think it was only 3-4 weeks in. How do you feel now as you're kind of approaching month number two? Obviously, some events are actually started, so you're a little bit past the planning phase, although I know in that position you never really stop planning. How do you feel now kind of entering weeks number 7 and 8?
Well, it's obviously something that I'm becoming more and more comfortable with, and being able to, you know the answers and know where to go and that type of thing. But I'm always try to be realistic in the fact that there's always going to be something that I don't know or that's going to come up that's going to be new, and that's okay. It's just a matter of finding out and going the right direction with that. But, you know, even in year two or year 16, I think you always need to be prepared for something new to come up, and you just always need to make sure you're able to adjust and prepare and get things in order so that whenever those things do come up, you know which way to turn.
Spence Rigdon on the line with us, Bartlesville High Athletic Director. Talked a little bit about football at the beginning. Bruin Brawl on midnight. Didn't have a chance to attend myself, but we had some people there, and from all accounts was a ton of success. And obviously they're going to be into practice day number 5/6, if you want to count that first practice kind of on Sunday night for the football team. And even though the Bruins this year start on week one instead of 0 week, boy, it feels like it's going by really fast. Going to have your first scrimmage on Thursday when Bartlesville goes up against Coweta down in Broken Arrow. A week from this coming Thursday, Bartlesville will have a home scrimmage. And then it's 3 weeks from today when the Bruins actually kick off the season on August the 31st at Claremore. So 3 weeks kind of sounds like a long time, but when you break it down like that, Coach Blankenship and the guys have really got kind of a sprint to that first game of the year against the Zebras.
Yeah, and it's the time of the year. I'm sure our kids and our coaches are anxious to put on the pads and, you know, see a different opponent and get after it a little bit in that essence, as opposed to, I know they've been really working hard on their fundamentals and lots of learning to take place, and they're doing a great job of helping our kids get prepared. But I just know at this time of the year, everybody's anxious to see somebody else and to see what their product is like against you know, live competition, and even within ourselves, I'm sure that there's some live competition that'll be taking place in the next few days. It's going to be exciting for our coaches to get a gauge on where our kids are at, and then you just take the next step, and you want to see a different opponent, and you continue to adjust and plan accordingly, and then before you know it, we're in game one, and the scoreboard counts, and it goes against your record, and they'll be excited and ready for that opportunity.
Spence Rigdon, Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director, on the line with us for Bruin Buzz. Airs about 9:45 or so every Friday morning on K1. Specifically, I'm sure you've gotten a chance to talk with Coach Blankenship and a few of those other assistant coaches, maybe gone out there and seen a little bit of the practices. I know you kind of touched on it a little in that last answer. What have you seen or heard about football practice up to this point?
Well, and even having a kid who's going through it, you know, it's everything and everybody I talk to, the same thing. I've seen kids who've come in and out of our office down here to pick up passes. You just get the same answers. Excited about football? Yes. How's it going? It's great. I love it. Can't wait. Practices later on and whatever it may be, they're planning and they're excited to go to practice. They're excited to get all the information, and they're learning a lot. I've been out there. The high energy, just moving around. You see lots of bodies going everywhere, constant movement from our kids. So it's a welcome sight for our kids and our coaches. I know that they are anxious about seeing what they do and teaching them the things that they're going to need for the football field. And our kids have just been nothing but receptive to whatever that is being taught to them, that they're trying to, you know, take it all in and apply it on the field.
Bartlesville High Athletic Director Spence Rigdon with us on Bruin Buzz. Just a couple of minutes left in the program. You talked about the excitement from some of the kids that are out for football, and we've talked about the community at large and how people are very excited for the Bruins football season. First couple of games are on the road, so we have to wait a little bit until their first action at Custer Stadium, which comes that weekend of the 14th or 13th. I can't remember exactly what that Friday is, but kind of that middle part of September will be Bartlesville's first home game against Del City. If people were interested in season tickets, obviously I know that they can pick up some gear at Moxie on 2nd if they're wanting to kind of deck themselves out in some of that Bruin Spirit Store stuff, and I know the athletic department benefits from some of that, but if people are jazzed up about football, how do they get their hands on tickets and maybe get involved a little bit more?
Well, we have passes for sale here in the athletic office. We have some fall sports passes for $40, or student passes are $30. If you're a letterman, any of our athletes can pick up one for $20. You have an adult yearly pass for $120 to get you into all activities. And, you know, this is just not Friday nights. This is the Monday, Tuesday, Thursday nights, Saturday mornings, whatever it is for volleyball, softball. Even throughout the year, if you get a yearly pass for the basketball, baseball, any event that we host, that pass will get you in, and we've had a lot of people coming through the office this week with our high school registration, and we just want to continue to put that out there so people want to pass and avoid some of the lines and the weekly cost. I can take care of it up front right now.
Yeah, sometimes those lines, the last few years, I know with the renovations have been a little bit of a thing, so get there early if you can, or get the pass like Coach Rigdon mentioned, and have athletics on the mind as you get those kids ready for school here rather shortly. Once again, it's Bruin Buzz with Bartlesville High Athletic Director Spence Rigdon. Airs about this time every single Friday morning on K1. Coach Rigdon, appreciate it. Looking forward to talking about the first scrimmage this time next week. We'll talk to you then.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much. Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director Spence Rigdon on K1. Here's that News on 6 forecast.
There could be some patchy fog in a couple of the valleys this morning, so remain aware of that. It doesn't